Imagine being called by God to live and work amongst the poorest of the poor, people with a debilitating disease of leprosy. What would that feel like? Well, that's something that I'm going to ask my special guest on the program, a woman who lives and works amongst people with leprosy. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at life from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our newest life application booklet. Shouldn't it be easier than this? I'd love to send you a free copy to help you absolutely thrive in your walk with Jesus. You recall over the last couple of weeks, we've been spending some days at the office with Jesus. In fact, at this very same time last week, we looked at that powerful story of Jesus touching a leper. Let me read it to you again. It comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. Once, when Jesus was in one of the cities, there was a man covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." Then Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he ordered him to tell no one. "Go," he said, "and show yourself to the priest, and as Moses commanded, make an offering for your cleansing for a testimony to them." But now more than ever, the word about Jesus spread abroad. Many crowds would gather to hear him and be cured of their diseases. Well, this week we're joined by someone who lives and works amongst people with this very same disease today, leprosy. I guess most of us would barely be aware that this debilitating disease still exists, but it does. And judging from what Alex has been telling me, it remains just as debilitating and devastating. Alex, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bernie.
So tell me, how long have you been living and working in Asia amongst people with this disease of leprosy?
Well, I've been in Asia for 14 years and working amongst the leprosy affected for the last 8.
Wow, that's rather a long time. You don't look that old.
Thank you.
Okay, what gave you this idea? I mean, you and your husband, you grew up in Sydney, Australia, right?
North Shore girl, yes.
Okay, for those who don't know what the North Shore means, that's a pretty privileged area of Sydney, right?
Yes.
So you grew up in this privileged environment, privileged upbringing by any global standard that we'd care to use. How do you and your husband come to the conclusion that God's calling you into this place in Asia to work with people who have leprosy? I mean, to be honest, what were you thinking?
Well, I saw God's heart for the poor and needy. It is all throughout the Bible, mm-hmm. Old Testament, New Testament. And my husband and I decided to respond to that. And really, in our area, people affected by leprosy are truly the poorest of the poor. They are ostracized. They are disabled and often elderly. They have no money, no way of making money, because no one will come into their villages. And I just saw God's heart for them through his heart for the poor and needy. And then obviously Jesus's amazing example of touching someone with leprosy to eat with him, to welcome him, to cleanse him. And that changed my heart.
God's word has had a really powerful impact on your life. I mean, it's a big thing to uproot yourself from a privileged environment and go and work in this place.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. What did your extended family have to say? Like, what did your friends have to say? Hey, we're going to go and work somewhere in Asia and live with people who have leprosy.
Certainly, originally, my parents were very concerned and, you know, thought, why would I leave a good job in a hospital to go and earn no money and work amongst people who could contaminate me in their minds?
It's not really a good business plan, is it?
I think God's ways are so much higher. But to be honest, throwing my life away to be on the field has been the best thing I've ever done. So much more fulfilling and rewarding, and such a privilege, to be honest, to work amongst those people and to see real lives changed every day. People hungry for the word of God, people hungry for healing and hope, and so receptive.
Okay, so let me take you back to that time. You guys decided to go, you got on the plane's up at 30,000 feet, you're flying to where you're going to go and live. What were you thinking? What were you feeling? What was going through your mind on that plane that day?
Well, it was also unknown then, and that ignorance can actually be bliss. You don't know what you're going into. I think a sense of call, I was sure that this is what God had for us. Mm-hmm. And so then it became obedience, Bernie. It wasn't about this is a great adventure. I knew that my heart had been moved to pray for, to practically minister to the poor and needy in Asia. And it was obedience. I knew that God would be with me. He was faithful. So we just went in obedience.
Wow. And then the plane lands, of course, and the reality confronts you, and you arrive at this place, and you hear, you're telling me the stories of people used to put lepers in houses and burn them.
That's right. Yeah, not that long ago, people, if they were found to have leprosy, they were locked in their wooden homes, mostly in the villages, and burnt to death. Wow. That much stigma not that long ago in parts of Asia.
So how did this noble call in your heart from God feel when that reality, the on-the-ground reality, first confronted you?
I think I was just overwhelmed by the sense of privilege. Certainly by the time we went into these villages and we heard their stories, that no one had come into their village, let alone touched them, in over 30 years, that we could see God's heart and be the answer to these people's prayers and needs was a huge privilege.
Mm. Touch, you've talked a bit about touch, and of course Jesus touched the leper. Touch is a big deal, right?
It is to me, yes, it is to our team.
Why?
I think if you stand back and, as some people do, throw medicine into their villages, I think that just confirms their sense of uncleanness. Mm-hmm. Whereas when we touch them, we wash their feet, we wash their wounds. And I've had older women crying in tears just to say, my own children don't do this. Why would you do this for me? And I have the awesome opportunity to say to them, well, the God that I served washed his friend's feet and he's asked me to do the same. And we've often found many villagers coming to the Lord within weeks of us going in and actually physically washing their feet and telling them about God's love for them.
It's a powerful thing, isn't it? I remember when I came to Christ, I mean, it was a difficult time in my life. People told me about Jesus, but it's what the people did that I will never forget. It spoke so profoundly about the love of God, and I guess that's what you're saying.
Yes, it's his love in action. It's his tangible love.
Now, if you were to contract leprosy through this after some years, it's a slow-growing disease, what would happen? Is there a cure?
It's absolutely curable today. Obviously not in Jesus' time, but mm-hmm. over the years, since about the 1950s, there are antibiotics mm-hmm. that we take. Now, the leprosy can be cured, and in fact, 2 weeks after you start taking the treatment, you are not contagious anymore, but the problem is the nerve damage. So the damage to the nerves is irreparable.
And so could that happen without you knowing it?
It would be unlikely. Both my team and I are pretty well versed now on the signs and the symptoms of leprosy.
All right, just one last question. If you could point to the biggest change in you as a person as a result of doing this, what would it be?
I remember one time being with an older lady, a widow with no feet. Her feet had been so crippled by the leprosy, and there was a storm all around us. It was just one of these tropical storms. And I was washing her feet and no one else was there. No one saw. But in that home, I felt the pleasure of the Lord. I felt his presence there and his pleasure in me serving the poorest of the poor for no one to see, for no one to know about until now. But to do it unto him and to see that it made a difference to that woman, that elderly woman, deserved that and felt that, and it was precious.
Alex, thanks for that. Following Jesus isn't always such an easy thing to do. Sometimes we lose heart, and sometimes we're even tempted to give up. It's all just too hard. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Shouldn't It Be Easier Than This? And it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you absolutely thrive in a rich, dynamic, powerful relationship with Jesus. In fact, at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again the same time tomorrow with a different perspective.